Welcome, everybody, to a new series here at Real Deal Media called Six Underground. I am your Six Underground host here tonight, Dean Ryan, as we embark on a journey that is going to take us to what 2024 is seemingly becoming more and more each and every week. That is the disclosure and discovery of what has been right beneath our feet. The Six Underground, which is a term of the dark underworld. It's one of those slangs out there, but it's a term and it's a definition that is becoming more true as we go further into our destiny here, as we get to the 2025 mark and the elections and everything that 2024 was supposed to be is becoming actually reality. And we're going to veer into the Six Underground, the tunnels that have been discovered over there in New York under the synagogue, a story that has captivated each and every one of us. A lot of people have turned the other cheek, but a lot of those people too are in the media. So we're going to do an update on just where we are now in the discovery underneath that unsuspecting place, right? The synagogue, just like there was, you would never suspect underground tunnels in the White House. You would never suspect underground tunnels in the Vatican, but we know that to be different. So we're going to be getting into that here tonight. And this is going to be an ongoing series as more and more discoveries of the underground take place. So this will be one of those kind of franchises that grows as the discovery and evidence grows with us. So that's how we're going to be getting into it towards the middle half of tonight. I discovered something that I wanted to share with all of you, and it's from a gentleman named Dom Lucrey, who is a filmmaker, an incredible filmmaker, who teamed up with a wonderful organization called Truth Army. I discovered them on Rumble, oddly enough. And we're going to get into about a 28-minute small documentary about the underground underneath the synagogue. And it is something that will just spark the imagination of what else are these people hiding. And we're also going to display just the bias of this so-called media that is completely shilling for what is just completely obvious. And, you know, it should be added too that if this was the Catholic Church, if this was the Southern Baptist churches that have been hiding all these underground tunnels for ages, well, it'd be a different narrative, wouldn't it? a different narrative. So, and it's just so happens to be Groundhog's Day today, tonight. And when we talk about that little groundhog who comes out of his tunnel, well, how fitting that now we take that little groundhog and show him the true tunnels of conspiratorial realities as we get to the bottom of it all. So we have a lot to accomplish tonight in a very short time to do it. So anyways, we are broadcasting live and shadow ban live, I should say. I'm just going to say we are shadow banning just all over the internet, and it's incredible. We are on Facebook over there at The Real Dean Ryan, as well as Dean Ryan TV over there on YouTube, Twitter, and Rumble. Hello to everybody. Okay, so let me just give some context to what we're about to divulge and then also dive into. Just about 4 years ago, when I started this voyage into the abyss over there in Los Angeles, I was one of the first people to really touch upon and disclose and admit, for that reason, about an underground warfare that I was discovering happening throughout the LA basin, throughout Los Angeles. You can extend into Orange County. And I surveyed the area into places like London, where we saw things that were just uncanny and just fires coming out of the manholes over there in London, as well as weird earthquakes that were happening in North Carolina and Utah, things that places that just don't get these kind of so-called natural disasters. Well, I started putting two and two together and realized soon enough that there was an underground warfare happening right underneath us the entire time throughout 2020. And it was a clearing of these deep underground military bases. But it was also connected to prohibition tunnels, one that we discovered in 2020. We discovered at Long Beach Harbor, which was an old, old prohibition from the 1920s. They used to sneak the alcohol in there. And then to this day and in between that, they expanded it to many, many different places. Some of them that went up to the Playboy Mansion, and all the way to the Getty's Museum, and just throughout LA, and the special forces were covering this. And many of them said to me, and I looked at it and I couldn't believe it, that a lot of these tunnels too were perpendicular to the star charts that we know about to this day. And some people said, well, Dean, how can that be? Well, here is just a little clip that I remember I've kept for about 4 years now, and this was even spoken about in 2019, if you can recall. Well, here's one. DARPA is asking universities for access to their tunnels as soon as possible, and it's because the U.S. military thinks the next war will go underground. That's August 31st, 2019. Isn't that something? What did they know that we're now knowing? Well, here's the old article. Just because you have to believe things to, you got to see them first, but you got to believe them that way. Here's a little sample of what that article entailed. DARPA seeks tools to capture the underground worlds in 3D. Well, they've changed it a little bit, but this is kind of a basic overall idea. So this was from March. That little clip was from August, that little article. So they were trying to really discover in a 3D way so they can have simulations for the military so they understand the new battlegrounds of the modern day warfare. In the old days, you would have simulations of being in the jungles of Vietnam or the deserts over there in Iraq during the Gulf Wars and the Iraqi War. Now it's different. So for 4 years now, some say five, there has been an underground warfare. And now what do we discover with the border crises that a border is almost meaningless because there are tunnels that go from Mexico into the United States. We know that seems to be the case from Guatemala onward. So here we are, and we know this is happening. We know this is happening now. What I discovered in addition to all this were sounds of 50 caliber gunfires, gunshots happening from underneath. Weird, weird things. In fact, there was even reports they've scrubbed a lot of these things that over there at the Los Angeles train station, Union Station it's called, military special forces went into the subways, as you can see here in my background, something of that effect. And what did they discover? Well, that's a good question. Well, they discovered what we're going to find out here tonight. Just people who are being held captive or evidence of that. But there's even more of a nefarious kind of discovery that a lot of people are going to find hard to believe. And it's hard to believe. And that's just chimeras, like half, you know, half human, half other species. I mean, they're doing all kinds of experiments, whether it's children or adults or migrants they bring in from other countries, on human beings that we don't even know about. We have people being born in the underground that have never seen the day of light. And if you recall, in 2020, all those two ships, I believe one of them was named Mercy. If you recall, went all the way to New York. And remember what they said? There was a big landfill, and they had it all covered up. And the lamestream media tried to say, oh, that's a conspiracy. They're just, you know, reworking, renovating certain buildings. But no, we knew that there was a tunnel. And what they discovered were just not the chimeras of just these half-breeds, but they were discovering a lot of dead children from the trafficking underground. That's the truth. Some of them are so malnourished, they weren't even able to save just everybody like we were hoping, but they were able to save a percentile of what they discovered. Now let's fast forward. Roughly several weeks ago in the beginning of this year, in January of 2024, well, we reported to you about just that, a new discovery in a synagogue over there in New York, one of the oldest, most famous synagogues of the Chabad rabbis and all their parishioners. I'm going to show you some pictures of it. Well, let's kind of rewind a little bit and get more into it, because now, you know, you have places and people like the Rolling Stone magazine who seem to be reporting on everything that's just not music these days. Well, just here's another sample of all the fake conspiratorial stories that are going out. They're trying to get ahead of it. Can't imagine why. Well, here it is. Conspiracy theorists spread a new fake story about Chabad Tunnel collapsing. Yeah, so they're collapsing. Well, we know they put cement in all the discoveries. They just filled it all up right away. So with all these conspiracy theories, all the fact checkers come out right away, and just you name it, everybody's there. And here's another one here. Look at this video here. Is just to go down memory lane before we go into the new discoveries of it all. Well, here is the illegal New York synagogue tunnels. Leads to 9 arrested. Yeah, so there you go. Another example of what we're talking about here is that was the scene just weeks ago. And 9 of the parishioners over there at the synagogue were arrested. The Hasidic Jewish community, and they were doing a huge cover-up, it appeared. And you know, you can't critique or just offer an observation without it being labeled as demonizing. Well, they were charged with mischief, reckless endangerment, obstructing the governmental administration, as spokesperson. I mean, I guess they should have just beat the cops up like all the other migrants, and they would have been let go. Now, here's what they've said in wake of all this, these new findings here. Well, they said, well, maybe it was a group of extremist students. Then they said that maybe it was because of the draconian lockdowns in New York that, you know, praying was illegal, and they had to have a place to do prayer, you know, with box springs of beds with weird stains on them, and maybe that was the case. Then it was also parlayed into, well, maybe there was a bunch of squatters that were just having an underground kind of living situation that we didn't know about. Never mind all the just parishioners or the other rabbis who were crawling out of there. They're just trying to clean it up, weren't they? So here's a little update that I showed you not that long ago, just to get back on track. And then we're going to go dive in to this incredible new 28-minute documentary. But check this out from where we last left off.
We explored tunnels underneath of an abandoned synagogue in New York. What I didn't show you is everything inside of the synagogue. They had a daycare inside of the basement. A room full of TVs and recording equipment. This very scary looking room. A massive auditorium. And a cafeteria. A Star of David on the ceiling.
Pretty just eye-opening, isn't it? So what we've discovered up until now is that the squatters were just incredible renovating kind of just, you know, home builders in the underground, that is, that they managed to make a tunnel that goes into a daycare. Then they said, no, that's not good enough. We need to have a creepy, spooky auditorium that we can just fill with chairs and, you know, do just God knows what, mock sacrificing, you name it. I mean, these are the most skilled squatters I've ever read about in my entire life. Isn't that something? I even have video, and I'm debating whether I even show it, of just exactly what happens at this particular synagogue. And if I were just daring enough to show it, you would see that some of the members of it and the rabbis were doing almost like mock sacrificing, like we saw in the Bohemian Grove, in hitting what seems to be an effigy of a child, but treating it like a pinata. Isn't that something? Isn't that something? So this is where it's all about. Now, here's just a little pictorial, too, to give you a greater scope of the area that I managed to discover here on my little journey in the underground tunnels. Here it is. Look how many people, look how many of the members there are there. That's a little over 200, maybe more, probably more than that. So rabbis gather for an annual group photo over there in the Chabad Lubavitch Synagogue over there in Brooklyn, New York. Very popular, very popular. And this was the aftermath that we just saw about not that long ago. Look at this guy, he means business. He means business, yes. So there's some further illustrations. They're very upset, and there they are parting. Okay, so we're going to get into this now. We're going to now go into this incredible documentary. It's 28 minutes of just pure, unimaginative, horrid, if you will, realities that seem to be happening. And I've heard some of the victims who have been born in the underground. And I know what goes on there. You wouldn't believe it. But we're in that time now that you got to get past the peer pressure and talk about these things as we weed out the cancers, the darkness of the society, and we destroy and crush the enemy. Because now we've the four years we've been together, we've learned who the enemy is. We learn how they fight, how they operate, the propaganda, etc. Now it's time to crush them. That's why I'm here. We're the cleanup crew, and we destroy our enemies. And that's just the mission statement. I don't know how else to put it. So anyways, let's get into it now as we now venture into a wonderful film here by Dom Lucrey, as he now investigates exactly what this whole operation is all about. And I'll speak to you afterwards, and we'll do a little Q&A and see. Maybe we'll show that video. Here it is. Check it out.
All the videos. When it was discovered that secret tunnels were being built underneath a prominent synagogue in New York City, Hundreds of Jewish men disobeying police officers and attempting to block access to the underground tunnel. Hauling out soiled mattresses, with many being arrested throughout the chaos. We heard the excuses change with each passing day. At first claiming the tunnels were built to avoid COVID restrictions, and then claiming that the tunnels were built to avoid the possibility of future COVID restrictions. And finally, the claim that it was simply youngsters among the community who had simply carried out the construction themselves without adult knowledge or supervision. None of this was adding up. So I set out to New York City to find the answers and unearth the truth about the tunnels. ...770 Eastern Parkway, Brooklyn, New York, also known as the 770. It is the street address of the world headquarters of the Chabad Lubavitch Hasidic Movement. The Chabad Lubavitch Movement is widely considered to be the most dynamic force in Jewish life today. And it is where, just a few weeks ago, secret underground tunnels were discovered, causing a police response to what many have called a riot at the famous synagogue. Members of the Chabad Lubavitch community firmly believe that the late Menachem Mendel Schneerson, a Ukrainian-born rabbi and the seventh Rebbe of the Chabad Lubavitch dynasty, was the Jewish Messiah, and that Schneerson will be resurrected from the dead and to be revealed to the world, and that he was and is in fact the Jewish Messiah. The Rebbe was and still is the most prolific and influential man in Jewish life today. A local man had tipped me off to some underground tunnels where stories of kidnapping and disappearances continue throughout New York City. So we went in to see what we could find.
We're in Brooklyn right now investigating the tunnels that we've been getting tipped off about. Here's about some strange activity going on in the tunnel. When we walked down here, we did see a child jacket that was abandoned, which is pretty strange, along with some other children's clothes, socks, and underwears, etc. Is that we've talked about to a few of the locals that also said they've seen some activity in and outside of this tunnel. Hopefully we get some transparency and get down to the bottom of it together. We're in one of the tunnels right now, exploring on a little bit deeper. We're about to break off to the right and exit off on the train tracks and go to the actual official portion of the tunnel that isn't connected to the train and has no infrastructure whatsoever. Some type of kid's toy that's here. It looks like some rubber bullets or whatnot. I don't really know. It's really strange once we start getting these tunnels. We're finding a whole lot of kid toys, a lot of kid clothing whatsoever, and then we just saw a mattress not too long ago. What's very strange is that there's no homeless down here in this tunnel, and it appears there's some kind of a secret passage over there down to the right. So we're just going to try to see what we can find down here. As of right now, we see a lot of children products without any explanation.
Yeah.
So right here, it's about faded out. It's the, what it looks like to me, and this is not even starting to start on this conspiracy, it looks like the squiggly triangle pyramid that the FBI recognizes as a pedophilia symbol. Like I stated before, it could just be a huge coincidence with that. Kind of pretty odd, just those symbols. But yet again, like I stated, as far as we know, here's yet the symbol that we saw a little bit earlier. This time it has some color with it, and it's a little bit more defined. And yet again, the all-seeing eye is at the top of the forehead. Well, this time it's at the top of the forehead. Last time, the all-seeing eye was by itself, and the skull was at the bottom. On this one, I see both of them are joined together and create one image. So as I stated, the farther we get in the tunnel, very strange symbolism.
So my name is Vanny Wax, and I'm a survivor of child sexual abuse. So I was born and raised within an ultra-Orthodox environment. My dad Australian, my mum Israeli, and I am one of 17 children in a very strict religious environment, ultra-Orthodox. The religion is all-encompassing. Every aspect of your day is really dictated by religion and is really all-encompassing in terms of the effect it has on you, the expectation on you. At the age of about 11 or 12 years old, I was within an institution called the Yeshiva Center, which is an ultra-Orthodox main institution of our community, our ultra-Orthodox community in Melbourne, Australia. And we used to study from early in the morning to late at night. And one of the people from the community, his role, besides from working 9-to-5 regular job, he was, besides being obviously ultra-Orthodox, he used to read the Bible in synagogue every Sabbath. Essentially, what started was the grooming process. Obviously, at the time, I had no idea of what that word actually means, grooming. But now, in hindsight, I understand. So essentially, what that means, and in my case, was that he groomed me to essentially abuse me. After going through that process, at some point, he escalated and did what he essentially had planned to do, which was to sexually abuse me. And I'll never forget the first time it happened, which was inside the Yeshiva Center synagogue during the holiday of the religious holiday of Shavuot. I remember this basically getting up at some point, my legs and my I remember my pants, underpants was were down around my ankles, and I just remember kind of almost as if I blacked out or something. This abuse happened at least another two times by this person in another synagogue as well, where we used to go, my family and he used to go there as well. There was another perpetrator. His name is David Tsipras, and the reason I can say his name now is because he was convicted and sentenced and was already released from jail after that. But it happened regularly, even just on the clothes. Just that initially it was molestation, touching the penis and nice things on the clothes. You know, again, it's like when I speak about it now, it's just still shocking to me how something like that could have happened there. And as it turns out, I wasn't the only one. And this was at the age of about 14 and a half. The abuse with him lasted for about 2.5 years. Obviously, when the second perpetrator came along, I learned to keep my mouth shut. I didn't say anything to anyone. But in hindsight, as it turns out, and this came out in the court cases, subsequently, it became very clear that many people were aware of at least some of the things that were going on, including in the leadership of the community. The head rabbi was fully aware, and some other rabbis were also aware. And if they weren't fully aware, all they had to do was inquire, ask questions, see what's going on, stand up for me, for a vulnerable child who's being abused. And it was just shocking, shocking. And not only that, at the same time, I went to the head rabbi, the late Rabbi Groner, and I gave him, I started talking to him about these issues. And he was very clear that he was fully aware of what was going on. And he himself said to me, "You don't need to do anything about it. I'm on top of it, I'm dealing with it." And meanwhile, this, my second abuser, was still in the same positions of authority as he was while he abused me all the years before that, in spite of the fact this rabbi, this head rabbi, was aware of at least some of the abuse against me, and as it turns out, against others. It was so painful. It was very difficult. And I just had to leave it inside of me. As soon as my story featured in 2011, countless victims went to the police, including approximately 15 victims who were abused by my second abuser, David Tsipras. We know there are triple figure victims in his case. He abused over 100 people. The vast majority have never, pursued the matter, and will never pursue. I had initially a lot of support, even from within my former community, the ultra-Orthodox community. This head rabbi straight away came out on the Sabbath sermon around a week after my story was published. He said from the pulpit, "Who gave you permission?" Directed at me and my family, and my parents were inside the synagogue at the time. When I saw what unfolded at 770, which is a place that I personally had been to many times, in some ways a home away from home, one word that came to me was lawlessness. There is complete lawlessness in that institution, in that community, and what ultimately that causes is vulnerability. And those who are most vulnerable in those cases are children. But what this particular episode of the lawlessness that I saw in 770 really brought home to me, the fact which I suspected, is that there is lawlessness within that community. It's, you know, the rabbis control certain things, what they're interested in, what they want to do. And therefore, I felt that their community are certainly much more vulnerable than other communities. The 770 is the international headquarters of the Chabad Lubavitch movement, of which I was a member. And that happens, that they have these Chabad houses across the world. Often these rabbis have been the root of the problem rather than the solution.
Looking for someone.
How you doing?
Doing good. How about yourself?
Good, thank God.
Hey.
Nice to meet you.
You
My
too.
Name is Levy Jacobson.
Tom, nice to meet you.
Why don't you come in and check it out?
Yeah, we can. Thank you.
Yeah.
Great, awesome.
Yeah.
Is it good? They follow me? They're good?
Yeah.
Thank you.
How was it?
Yes.
Picture.
Yes, of course.
Together.
Yes.
Yeah, man. Yes.
Hi.
Meet up, madame.
Okay.
Go.
I don't want to disturb anything. Hey. Hi, you too. Thank you. That's it. Hi. Hello. Hi.
Maybe Rabbi. This is Rabbi Gerlitsky.
Nice. Maybe.
Hi.
Actually, some of the guys are celebrating in the back.
Okay.
Today's 74 years since the Rebbe.
Wow.
King Messiah took leadership, assumed leadership of the Chabad Lubavitch movement.
He's the one that had passed? Is he the one that passed?
Well, that's controversial bring up, but...
Well, but I'm saying...
But now they're 74 years today, so some guys are in
so
the back.
Okay, so it's an important day. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, you want to see them?
Yes, sir, yeah. That will work.
We have here... We drink here, the booze.
Awesome. You were the guy from the subway, no?
Yes, from the...
Video, the...
Oh, X.
The shirt open? No, it wasn't
me. Oh, no, that's not me, sorry.
Please, look how they celebrate.
Yeah. This is awesome. Okay.
Celebrating
the life of the Mashiach.
I've been getting, so it's, I don't know.
This is your personal card you can take.
Awesome.
This information. To put the rumors to rest, just to put the facts out there, the synagogue is too small for the capacity of the certain times during the main prayers. There's not enough room here.
Yeah.
So certain people, which is, it's just dragging out for no reason, adjacent to the building, the properties are owned by the Chabad movement, and it's just dragging out for certain stupid reasons that it was never got expanded, double the size of the synagogue.
Yes.
A certain guy started digging it out in a certain area just to initiate the
Project. Isolated problem. Yeah.
No, the property adjacent along this wall, they started digging out.
Under the area where the windows are.
Yes, sir.
They started digging out to initiate this project of expanding this synagogue and all the property adjacent.
Yeah.
And it was done without permits, so the NYPD came to close it down. That's the whole story.
Yeah, yeah.
And the conspiracies, I don't have time. I put you down the mere facts.
Yes.
And we focus on creating light in this world. The darkness will get pushed away on its own. When you have a dark room and you light even a small candle, light it pushes away the darkness. Maybe they'll say that it was a bank also across the street.
Yes.
Maybe we were, you want to say conspiracies that can go on, and people will say that the 9/11 was an inside job, and people say the moon landing never happened. I don't know, I can just say the mere facts.
Yeah, for sure, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's just what I came down here for, just
so
to kind of give people a view into the truth.
You don't just take the view.
No, way, that's why I'm here, to give them a view, and I've done a lot of research.
Yeah.
I see it's more so about, the Messiah from 75 years ago.
Yeah.
Nothing to do with the children, just people, they fear what they don't understand, and I just came here.
On this balcony here, actually, if your cameras can show up here, there's a balcony with closed with the curtain.
Awesome.
The Rebbe used to get up on that balcony and times on live television and encourage this singing of the song that we're singing now, that the Rebbe is the Messiah.
Yes, yes. And that's what I've been just trying to validate. I have about a million people that follow us online.
Nice. What's your name?
Dom Luker.
Dom Luker, yes, and Mendy Gerlitsky.
It's a pleasure to meet you. Thank you so much for having time to talk. Yeah.
You guys can come here, stay here for the prayer. The prayer is going to be a 6:45.
Okay. It's 6:45? Okay. Okay.
Would you like a l'chaim, sir? Okay.
He's still the most respected Messiah.
He's the Rebbe, the leader of everybody.
Yeah.
The entire world. Not just Jews.
Yeah, because there's 77.
L'chaim with you? Yeah, I'll say l'chaim also. Let's say l'chaim. What was it, Ron?
Dom. Yes, sir.
Everybody, will say l'chaim together. Yechi adineinu mereinu verabeinu melech haMashiach leilam vod. Long live our master King Mashiach forever and ever. L'chaim.
L'chaim.
Thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you, sir. Yes, sir. It'll be on X mainly, on Twitter, but it probably will pop on YouTube as well. Yes.
Dom Luker.
Yes, Luker. Yes, sir.
Luker. Mm-hmm. ER.
Dom Luker.
It's private property.
L-U-C-R-E.
Yo, sir, it's private property.
He's part of the management.
You guys have to leave. This is private. It's private property.
All right. No problem. We'll get out.
You need to stop filming. And you're.
Thank you.
You got this, right? Yeah, that way. What's your name?
Please don't film it. Thank you.
You're invited in.
Please stop filming right now. Again, stop filming right now. Stop filming. Do you understand? You guys don't follow any rules? What is this? No, this is private property.
Well, we can do it in a row.
You want to stand over there? You can stand
there. Yeah, we can.
You can't. I told you very, very.
That's understandable. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, we were invited in. So we were invited in and we were kicked out. We're about to start the ceremony in about 2 hours. They were going to go ahead and celebrate for the Messiah and his return to his initial start with the church from 74 years ago. And for some reason, I think the management of the Shabbat Center just kicked us out. I don't really too much know why. We'll find out some more details moving forward. But at first, it was a really good time. We were getting down to some really good questions, got a lot of validation down. But I guess some call was sent up from the top and they shut it down. Yeah, so we're down here out in Brooklyn right now investigating the claims of children being trafficked and used through tunnels. We're speaking to the residents in New York to validate or invalidate these claims itself. We've been hearing some good stuff from a lot of great people that's claiming that these tunnels are being used indeed to traffic children.
It's tragic, man. That's tragic. It's like, it's basically, it's modern human slavery now. Yeah. These days, and what's even sadder is that all this is in the Bible, and all this, like, as far as like Jesus said, these little ones, anybody touches these little ones, and it says it in the Bible, anybody touches these little ones, woe to them. So when I feel like it's crazy because now they doing all this. I just recently seen Sound of Freedom.
Yeah.
So
okay.
I can't. It's sad that America is the most. They the most biggest client.
Yep.
For the trafficking for the children.
42nd Street. They'll take, like I said, they'll take a little kid like this.
Snatch him up.
42nd Street.
The next person and keep going.
Oh wow.
But you turn around.
Oh
my like,
goodness.
Where's my kid?
It's structured and it's
It's
like. It's like you got lieutenants, you got...
Oh, wow, people are seeing this stuff like every day, not knowing, not aware that he's...
From other countries.
Yeah.
Knowing that this is what's going on, knowing this is a place to go to, they have hotel rooms that, and secret passages.
They have auctions.
Yeah, I believe New York is. I believe all those videos of all those little kids you see in molested and stuff like that, that look like it's happening in other countries, it's happening right here in Brooklyn.
I would say definitely in this country, secret society with trafficking of whatever it could be, kids or human beings or, you know,
yes,
all type of prostitution, you know, a ring for the good of people.
Yes, sir. Hey, we just arrived to yet another tunnel location that we were tipped off on. We're going to do some investigation and see what's going on here. We were told that there was a secret tunnel entrance in the woods up here in upstate New York. We're going to validate some of the claims that we got about it and see what's going on down here. Thank you.
It seems what may have been happening in the 770 tunnels was simply lawlessness. However, it's hard to say considering how quickly it was covered up and how many excuses were used to sweep away the inquiry. Clearly, there is a lot that's happening underneath the streets of New York City. And there are miles and miles of tunnels where everything from human trafficking and satanic rituals are taking place. Ultimately, it feels like there are only more questions than answers. Questions that may continue to remain unanswered. Buried underneath the lights and sounds of America's cultural epicenter. The urban sprawl that is New York City.
Okay, we're gonna stop it there. Well, that was pretty wild, wasn't it? That is the end of that little short documentary from Mr. Dom Lucre, who did a fantastic, fabulous job in his little documentary called Tunnels. As we screened it here for all of you, the most effective audience, I would love to have that filmmaker right here with all of us sooner than later. But anyways, I want to talk about what we saw there, and I want to... We'll even do a little, we'll field some inquiries and what have you, but I want to take this quick break. But when we get back here on this little new series called Six Underground here, I want to show you, I've decided now, I want to show you some leaked footage from that very synagogue that we have been witnessing here. And you want to talk about the depravity, you want to talk about what we saw in that film, Wolf of Wall Street, everybody was on Quaaludes, just gone completely mad. You're going to see something very similar to that when we get back here. And it puts everything in perspective because, you know, you can't defend the defenseless. And it really goes back down to the old formula of the bigger the institution, the bigger the cover-up. The bigger the institution, the bigger the cover-up. Doesn't mean there's not great people within these huge institutions, but that's where the wicked go to do their practicing of just that, the darkness, the wicked. So when we get back, we're going to get into some of this leaked footage that I'm going to share with you here tonight as we continue on into the Six Underground here right on Real Deal Media. We'll be back right after this quick break. Don't go anywhere.
That's why we need you. We need your help to ensure Joe's leadership continues to guide us forward. We know the other side won't rest.
So we can't either.
Your donation will help give Joe and Kamala's campaign the resources it needs.
Let's make history again. Chip in now. Let's secure a brighter future together.
You like me. You want to get to heaven, but you certainly don't want to take your time, let alone wait in line. That's why I hear at Tunnels to Heaven, we're going to get you to your final destination before the revelation, tribulation, and the strangulation. All you got to do is start giving, because forgiveness ain't cheap.
It ain't free.
And you got to give to forgive. So that's why I sign up today. You can find it at a variety of locations. And underneath the synagogues, we got one in Brooklyn, we got one in Alabama, and we got one over there in Seattle, Washington. Get your fix before you get your kicks. And don't fall for any of these tricks. Get your Tunnels to Heaven membership today because God's waiting, but he ain't gonna pick you up. Hold on, what's that?
I'll see you soon. I told you to. What are you saying?
Oh, it's my turn to go in that tunnel. I'll see you guys later, and I'll see you in heaven.
Let's go! Order your Tunnels to Heaven today. 1-800-TUNNELS. 1-800-TUNNELS.
Thank you.
We are back. We are back. Okay. Alrighty. Thank you for staying with us here tonight at Real Deal Media's presentation of Six Underground, as we just finished watching an incredible short documentary called The Tunnels by a filmmaker, Mr. Dom Lucrae. And we also want to thank a wonderful channel over there on Rumble called the Truth Army. So that's just incredible that these people exist. Anyways, we are going to finish now on some inquiries in different perspectives. Of course, it's all welcomed. But I want to show you now a leaked video from that very synagogue. I was debating whether I show it or not, but then I said, what the heck, you know, just show it anyway, because you have to put it all in context. You have to get past the peer pressures, because it's certainly a lot. Even if you are of the Jewish faith, or, you know, you like, you know, this organization, this country, or don't. But the fact of the matter remains that if you're not allowed to speak about this, then who's really in control of the narrative? And I recall growing up Catholic, going 8 years of Catholic school, believe it or not, when the priest scandals came out, that was very hard for me, because being raised a strict Catholic and going to the schools and the dogmas, everything that came with it in the family, you know, you were very shunned if you mentioned the scandals. And I recall being told by family members and other parishioners that you shouldn't be judging and talking like that. That's God's job to judge. You see, so understanding that, living through that, I totally understand today what some people who maybe even go to that synagogue are feeling. It's a huge, huge coral reef of just peer pressure to tote the line, continue to grin and bear it. But it takes a lot of bravery to not just go in the tunnels, but to pretty much ratify anything that you're being told, and have an open heart and have an open mind. So anyways, let's get to this leaked footage of the synagogue of the tunnels, or the tunnels to heaven, depending what they're calling it. Here it is. Depravity at its finest, isn't it? Depravity. And if you recall in the film too, just to add, the discussion with the local citizens, the street people, of just how the children are trafficked, how they're kidnapped. And it really goes into and plays into the entire mask concept of this pandemic war, which was ultimately, in addition to all the other things they said it was for, it was used to disguise the traffickers because of the underground warfare that took place in 2020. It really cleaned up a lot of different avenues where the trafficking, the trafficking syndicate were to take place, cleaned it all out, and they needed a new kind of method to traffic these kids. And we know the cartels are involved. As you heard, they're in just 50 states. They're all over the place because they found out one child is worth nearly $250,000, depending. And, you know, I've studied the Franklin scandal when this was happening in the 1980s. And we know they were tunneling those children to the White House. So here we are. Here we are. Children, we're finding out, are the true currency of this wicked environment and some say the true elites in the world they have tried to create for us. So take that into note. Okay, here are just so many people with outpouring thoughts, inquiries, suggestions. Might be a little difficult, but I'll try to find the best one here. Here's another one here. We have Gwyneth Davis over there on Facebook. Thank you for chiming in. Stu Peters interviewed a beautiful young woman who was sex trafficked and described the tunnels, stated abuse by Joe Biden, Barack Bush, yeah, Getty Museum, and all the rich famous attending sick rituals, occult sex parties. Weren't you one of the first people to film in tunnels? I wasn't necessarily in the tunnel, but thank you for asking, Gwyneth. And you're referring to my film from 2021 in Tustin, California, in Orange County, right there. What I witnessed was a trafficking cell right before my eyes in Anaheim, Anaheim, California, right there by Disneyland, which a lot of people don't know, especially people in Orange County, that Anaheim is the number one trafficked city in all of California. There's a few reasons, and it goes into what we heard in this film, is let's say there's just maybe three people within that synagogue organization that are partaking in these trafficking things, because that's all it takes. So therefore, they don't want to involve people that they deem as a pure heart, pure mind. So they find people that are like themselves. Then they offer wealthy businessmen to then come down to their little area and here's a menu and have your way. Now, in Anaheim, California, you have intertwining freeways everywhere, highways. You have a huge influx of Chinese money, business, businessmen. They all stay in the hotels there. But here's the big one. They have Disneyland right in the heart of it all. Disneyland right in the heart of it all, who has they have their underground tunnels. Now, where the underground tunnel I discovered is where I saw the trafficking being done right before my eyes by this woman. We found the missing baby. If you haven't seen the underground or film Underground Traffic, you're really missing out. It puts it all in perspective. But they were looking for a suitor as she just walked around the hotel roughly about 2:45 a.m. I had to put a stop to it. And I was packing heat, if you will, because there was an MS-13 guy there, and I thought I was going to get in a shootout. But this is what they do. Now, they were taking what I perceived and deemed as migrants into the underground tunnel. Detective Cagney had her people there on the scene, and they were going into underneath the John Wayne Airport over there in Orange County, and God knows where they go, because they have monorail systems in these underground tunnels that can take you to the East Coast probably within an hour. Very fast, lightning speed. This is what they're doing. So they can nab a kid, as we found, he was from New York, bring him all the way to California, and you never see him. So what I did is we put some the call out to Special Forces who got involved in that one as well. But yeah, it was as what you would call white knuckle time, because you know, in retrospect, I put myself in a very dangerous situation. But then again, who's going to stand up for a lot of these voiceless just children? I mean, the kid was 2 years old, I believe, at the time, maybe a year old. And I would know if I was just a child or in a situation like that, I would want anyone to help me. And that's what I tried to do. And yeah, it's heartbreaking. But you guys, I'm well aware of how these things operate. Yeah, the Getty Museum is very wicked. It's connected to Laurel Canyon, the whole nine, which I've been to that whole area. Anyways, good question. Wow, got me into a tangent. Thank you very much, Gwyneth. Let me go to Rumble. Here's Rumble here. And yeah, we have a lot of new people. This might be new to them, yes. Here we have Notable, saying the Catholic Church can be harsh. I lost my mother partially because of how they treated her. Yeah, the Catholic Church, yeah. There's a lot of keepers. Then it's connected to the Jesuits, the Knights Templar. Then you go into all these different organizations within, you know, some of the most powerful people are those who you have yet to hear about. Their names are not in the open. I mean, this is the kind of just evil that we're fighting against, that go beyond just a fake president wearing a prosthetic mask at this point, as you saw in the commercial there. I mean, you can't tell if you're looking at one of the Muppets or just a guy who's wearing a Muppet mask. And that goes for Barack Obama as well. You know, we're way past Mayberry at this point, and I'm past caring about that so-called peer pressure. Maybe one or two more here as we just end the night with color and paint it as well. Here is the offbeat Delta Don. Thank you for joining us. Here is the like the child sacrifice underneath the temple in ancient Israel, the residents of Sodom and Gomorrah blush as we know what happened there. Yeah, we do. Yeah, and that's another thing is what happens. I mean, you see how crazy these people get. I mean, they're just pounding vodka, they're pounding alcohol, probably other things, and they're going buck wild. I told you it was just like the Wolf of Wall Street, isn't it? And that's just in New York. We don't even know the just nefarious ways that's happening over there in Israel underneath their underground system. We really don't even know, do you? And then you get into the United Kingdom, if I might add. And you want to talk about some of the oldest underground tunnels that we're not even just a little bit of percentage of knowing. It's right there in London. You walk around London, as I did many times, and you see the Illuminati symbolism everywhere you go in the architecture. And then when you look past all that and you discover that Jimmy Savile, who was a household name in the UK for many, many decades, had complete access to children's hospitals, had complete access to orphanages, and here's the big one, had complete access to the royal family, and was personal friends with Charles, who I'm suspecting is dead, by the way. If you really want to get down to it, yeah. As we told you, we made that call roughly a little over a week ago. That's why you're hearing these stories, as we shared with you. You're going to start seeing the stories of, well, he's so sick with prostate cancer, they're thinking about having William, the other inbred bastard, just take over the king in the crown. See, told you. And by the way, we're going to have another major intel drop for you in regards to the so-called Disease X. I'm going to tell you what cities and how that's all going to look probably over the weekend. I'm going to put something together. But anyways, one more inquiry, and then I'm going to go just find out how I'm going to get back at all these people. You know, here's a wonderful question. Yes, every religion and societies have evil agendas. Yeah, the bigger the organization, yeah, that's how it is. And, you know, just to equate it all, you know, a lot of people, there's this divide in society. There's the people with the thin blue line, the pro-cops. Then there's the all cops are bad. And, you know, there's this political divide that was placed in there on purpose. When the case can be made, and it should be made this way, that it's not every cop is bad per se, but it's the institution that attracts certain bad, nefarious types. Just like, you know, you can watch Goodfellas right now by Martin Scorsese, and you look at Ray Liotta's character, he seems like a good guy. And I'm sure there was great guys in the Italian mafia decades ago. The same applies. It's the institutions, it's the organizations that have to be co-opted, whether it's the World Economic Forum, the Satanic Council, the Knights Templar, you name it, that's what they do. They take over the top, then they invite the wicked themselves to take it over. And that's the kind of society we're living in. We're fighting pure, unadulterated evil. And you have to think and understand the criminal that you're fighting to then destroy them. That's right. And if you don't, then you are going to be just, you know, shadow boxing with, you know, a groundhog at this point. Anyways, here's one. Boils my blood. Yes, Jimmy. Yeah, thank you, Nigel Dyer. Jimmy Savile had access to one of the big bad prisons. And you'll notice, too, thank you for that, is Louis Theroux, another documentarian I love, he did an incredible interview with Jimmy Savile that the BBC, who's no friend of you and me, has scrubbed from the histories of time. I'm going to find it, and we're going to play it just like this. Just like this, because he is the kingpin of how it all happened, as Johnny Rotten from the Sex Pistols tried to warn us over there many moons ago. Here it is. All right, one more here. Dom Lucretia, yeah, I mean, what a fascinating filmmaker. And to me, this is why cinema and films and even music too is so important, because it tells the story that will live on through time, that one report, one little report may, you know, the shelf life of that really doesn't have much of a longevity as a film and or song would. So very important that the true filmmakers get the praise they deserve, they work hard for. Finally, let me see here. Yeah, shadowboxing Punxsutawney Phil. Yeah, yes, yeah, that's true. Yeah, that little cute little guy, isn't he? Okay, so let me just end this. And Rita Waltz, I love you too. Thank you very much for that. And I think this is the best way to end it. This is from Troy McDonald. Thank you for joining us. There's going to be hell to pay. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. Busy hands are happy hands. Never forget that. Anyways, we're going to end it there. I want to thank everybody who have joined us here tonight at Real Deal Media for a special presentation of a new series called Six Underground. But kind of in closing, I want to continue this as the year of 2024 and beyond continues to expose and shine light on things that a lot of these people never thought we, the Peanut Gallery, would ever discover, find out, and then, here's the most important part, do something about it. Yes. And when they realize that you're going to do something about it, that you're not just going to back down, that's when the S hits the fan and they start fumbling and covering up. And that's where the rubber meets the road, because the sleepy giant no more are the Americans. And I should say the North Americans too, that are our Canadians, friends and cousins and family up there, because we're going to take back our society. We're going to make these people pay as long as I'm breathing air and still alive in this world. So anyways, I want to thank all of us. I want to thank Dom Lucretia, a wonderful filmmaker, Truth Army over there on Rumble, and just everybody who has been here tonight joining me on this journey. So for all of us here at Real Deal Media, I'm Dean Ryan saying thank you for sharing a bit of your night. I will be back very soon. And always remember to stay tuned and stay awake. Good night, everybody.